Sometimes I feel like a Polaroid picture trapped inside space and time. Take a sip of my elixir, ay.
Okay, I'm back with another podcast. You lot didn't think I was going to make another one. Well, I'm back. I had haters on me, but I'm here to make another one. So, like I said in the last one, well, the one I made a couple of days ago, I have a guest with you. And to introduce him, I went to school with him. He was in the year above me. This guy was always a mad bowler. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what's left to say. So it's only right if I bring my guest on. Jamal, say what's up.
My name is Jamal. You can call me JMS. You know, I'm a young 20-year-old man who just started a business called Only Right. I wouldn't call it a clothing line because I hate the word clothing line. So we're just going to call it a brand that sells garments. And yeah, man, we create for you sort of vibes.
I hear that. Okay, so in terms of... So obviously this is an interview sort of thing. I really wanted to bring him on first because he's just released his hoodies. I'm wearing them right now. I don't know where you'll see it, but I'll post a picture of it soon. I'm kind of wearing it right now. It's super snug. I like it. It fits me really well. And yeah, so he just releases his hoodies. And I just wanted to know what you thought about it. Like, why did you think about releasing hoodies straight away?
Well, we called the collection the experiment because that's exactly what it was. So I didn't really know what my audience was at the time when I started it, but I knew it's just to start off with something that I like. So if I like it, the people around me like it, and then yeah, we'll go from there sort of thing. So the first collection is called an experiment because I'm trying to experiment on the audience and the people around me to see if they like it. So it got a good little applause and a lot of people just, they were rolling with it, they were rocking with it sort of thing. So obviously I started this brand with one of my friends. But yeah, we started around first year uni. But if I'm being honest, last year. But if I'm being honest, I had this thought process in my mind from, let's say, the end of year 11. Because really and truly, all I really wanted to do was play football. But it was a thing where I knew if that didn't come, I'd have to look for something else. So obviously, I finished my GCSEs now, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I took aboard 3 A-levels, business, psychology, and English. And yeah, I just took that to my chest. And obviously, I didn't really like education, if I'm being honest, but that was the only option out there. See, without you're going straight into work. And yeah. I didn't think I was ready to go into the world of work yet. So I just done those A-levels and did pretty well.
Alhamdulillah.
And I just thought, like, I want to do business, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went to uni, did business and marketing. And yeah, I'm just at uni now, and I've still got ideas in my mind to start a business of some sort, but I didn't know what it was.
Right.
So then the direction I took was like, I like to dress in different things that not a lot of people
have. We see that.
Not on any cocky vibes, yeah. But a lot of people, they dig what I wear, innit?
Yeah.
And it's a thing where, like, why am I buying clothes all the time when I can make it myself and I know what people pretty much like around me? Anyways, do you get it?
Yeah.
So then from there, I just started thinking, should I start a brand? Should I invest my money to open a cafe? Anything that will bring that residual income, that, mm-hmm. do you get it? So I can invest into other things. Because for personally me, I'm not on this vibe where I'm just trying to live life as it is or just go through every day. It's normal. I'm trying to make an impact.
You want that to be an end goal.
The end goal. Like, once I die, I want people to remember me for, like, building schools, helping the community. Like, me starting this brand hopefully will give me other options. Because sure. I don't just want to do a brand. I want to do everything. Everything's yeah. out there.
Okay.
I want to
Before we get onto that,
yeah.
We'll talk about that a bit in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of your hoodies right now, in terms of the design of it,
okay.
What made you want to design it in a specific way?
Cool. So obviously, I had the idea to start a brand in my head, didn't it?
Right.
But before going forward, you have to get a name and a logo. If I did not get the name or the logo, I wouldn't have gone anywhere. I wouldn't even have started.
Yeah.
It's a thing where I sat down with one of my friends at uni, one of my close friends at uni.
Mm-hmm.
He's called AB, so shout out AB. I sat down with him,
yeah.
And we spoke about opening up business ventures. So we're like, should we start a sheesh cafe? Should we just start a normal cafe or a restaurant? And those are long-term goals, long-term targets. And I wanted to do something now. So I brought up the idea to start a brand. And then from there, I came up with the name and the logo. And we just rolled with it. Like I brought this idea to a lot of people around me, and everyone was giving me positive replies, positive response overall. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go for it, sort of thing. So,
and it's good that you say that, because in terms of designing it, you could have a lot of yes men around you that say,
yeah,
oh shit, this is, oh, you know this, oh yeah, it looks nice.
Facts.
When it doesn't. Yeah. So it's good that you keep a good circle around you. So when you initially brought up your design to them, what were you like? Were you like, oh, what do you think, should I improve it here? Yeah.
You know, when I showed it to them, I was like, bro, like, or sis, whoever I showed it to, I was like, if it's not a good idea, show me now, innit? Do not show me because you got love for me, because you care for me. Like, that's not going to get me anywhere, sort of thing. Same way when I started this brand, like, I don't want people to buy it because they like it. You buy it because you like it.
Yeah.
I know you're trying to support my brand, innit? But it's not going to help me in the long run, you know what I'm saying? Because
in the future, when you, let's say you release something else, it might not look nice, but people are still buying it, and they're like, I don't want to wear it.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of brands out there that like people have made, and I believe like their friends are just wearing it because it's a friendship type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to buy my stuff and just let it rot in your cupboard. Like,
yeah,
you gotta
actually
like it. You gotta, like, I want you to like be like, I want to go to this party. What should I wear? Oh, I'm gonna wear only rap hoodie.
Yeah,
to look, to get
the part. What should I style it with? What Jay should I
wear? You know what I'm saying? So like, you gotta love my shit because you like it, not because other people. Or because you feel like if you don't wear it in front of me, I'm gonna be like disheartened.
Yeah, of course,
or,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that's my goal. Like, if you like it, buy it because you like it. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Like,
for sure.
Support is better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just shout out.
Or just retweet or something like that.
Anything, bro. Anything.
I can't like.
Buying is just a bonus.
I'm not being paid to say this. There's no branding. But what I really like about this hoodie is that. I have sensitive skin, so if I had to put on certain hoodies, I'd start itching.
Yeah.
But this one, alhamdulillah, it's not, I don't get that.
Yeah.
So if I can go out wearing it, I could wear it around the house, I could just do whatever I need to
do.
So guys, if you haven't already, cop the hoodie. Because he has more coming soon.
More 100%. See the first stock, yeah? Like, I'm not going to say how many I've sold, but just under 100 have basically been gone. In my first launch, and it's not even like I gave people the chance to know that I'm gonna drop something. I just dropped it.
Yeah.
I just dropped a video. I just dropped it. Like, I didn't give people the chance to know that I'm gonna do something. I just did like a shock drop. Like, if you know what I mean. So it could have gone wrong. It could have gone right.
Sure.
Like, but it went right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
people could have been like, what did you get? Like,
yeah.
You could have got the wrong response, and somehow did you get. I feel like I've started at a good level. As a beginner, because I don't really, I'm a beginner, I'm new to this. Like, I could have gone through so many lanes and like ways to start this brand, but I just did it in my way because I don't like comparisons. If I made this brand and someone said, oh, it's not only rare, it's like Off-White or it's like Balmain, you get it? That would really trigger me.
Yeah.
So everything I do it in my way, and I look at the way other brands have done it that have come before me, and I try. Make my own lane, because like if you make a brand and people compare it to other brands, that's a very,
it's a recipe,
that's an insult to me. I'll be honest, that's a very because you can't really go anywhere without people saying that this is like this is like that.
But
me hearing that this is different, this is unique,
it just
makes me want to go harder.
It's
I won't cap that.
You mentioned it. I was literally about to go into it now. You mentioned the video. Talk me through it, man.
See, obviously I made the hoodie now, and I made the logo. The logo's it's a bit out there. Like, we've removed the half of the N, half of the H. Like, we just made it look like something that's not, like, it's simple, but it's also
different.
Not simple and differentiated from other brands. Like, you can't, the logo itself, like, has a line in the O. You can't really, I don't really think you'll find that anywhere else, if I'm being honest, innit?
Yeah.
And same way as Nike got a tick, no one can take that tick away from them. Okay. When you hear Nike, when you just see a tick, you think of Nike.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to emphasize that as much as I can.
Yeah.
Same way in my marketing strategies, I use the emoji that has the right arrow. So those are my little signature moves, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Now we're talking about the video, right?
Yeah.
So see this video. In my head, I already knew I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's just the time, I just needed to get it done in it. So obviously, I got the stock now, and I was in my old estate or area that I used to grow up in. called Yedin. So shout out to people from there.
Shout.
You know what I'm saying? I went to school there. I grew up there. Like, I got in trouble there. I learned things. Like, I haven't got older brothers. I haven't got any older. So everything I've gone through like my own experience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So obviously I'm there now. I got my stock now, and I want to sell it to the audience, my audience, or who I feel like will buy my stuff.
For sure.
But I realized, how am I going to do it? I have to sit down and think. Before I even go to store, I need to think, how am I going to distribute the idea to people? So I said, I need to make a sort of advertisement. Because obviously, you see these advertisements that you see on like TV or YouTube, just before a YouTube video starts,
you know,
they're all paid for. And it's,
bro, you know
what
I've been seeing so many? You know Ola?
Yeah. You know how much money that is just to get
bro.
Around just in your face
bro,
sort of thing?
I beg you, Ola, I beg you, stop now. We get the message.
You know what I'm saying? That's a crazy investment,
yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest with you, yes, I have, I'm financially stable, but there's nowhere near the amount of money that all that stuff is.
They're getting pushed by them.
So I shout out one of my boys, shout out Manny, innit?
Shout out.
He helped me out with getting a camera and just recording it, because the guy is pretty talented. So if you want to do music videos, whatever, like movies, whatever you feel that needs a camera and like editing, just shout out Manny Graphics.
Yeah, that guy is too good.
But yeah, from there, like, I shouted him, and then I shouted a few of my boys from the estate that live local, and I gave them a jumper each. Of course, they bought, because they were supporting my hustle.
Yeah.
They bought it just before I start selling. And obviously, I got this idea. You see where everyone's wearing like a full face mask, so there's no identity. I got this idea from Margiela. So there's a brand out there called Margiela.
Mr. Margiela.
There's a lot of like shoes he makes. It's like, it's out of this world. Like,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, for sure.
You haven't really seen before.
Yeah.
But he must have done like a fashion walk or show a couple of years back. This guy is one of he's an inspiration to a lot of people. But it's a thing where this guy, when he started his brand, he didn't really like the publicity and the attraction that he got from it. Like, once you're famous, like, for us, we feel like it's a crazy. Like, to be famous is amazing. Like, but for a lot of these celebrities, it's like they can't even go to the corner
shop. They just want to do that thing.
You know what I'm saying? So once he started his stuff and he blew from it, he just disappeared from the world. So like,
he
could be alive now, but no one really knows how he looks like.
For sure.
But anyways, when he started his little his fashion walk, I don't know where it was, I don't know what like time period, I won't count. But he made all of his models wear like a sort of balaclava to not show their identity. And he did that on purpose so that the attention is brought to the designs that he's made,
not
the model and who the person behind the clothes are. Do you get
it? For sure, for sure.
So I said, a lot of these brands make people that are in the industry, so influencers or like attractive females, let's say, to wear their brands. So when I look at this stuff, I'm thinking, I'm not looking at the brand, I'm not looking at any like the clothing, I'm looking at the person wearing it, like, and for me, it's, I don't want you to see who's wearing the clothes, I want you to see
what the clothes actually are
and what they mean to you. So you look at the clothes and not about the clothes. And I also want to create a sense of a sense of like mysteriousness. Because once you get that, you're like, wow, you're intrigued, you want more, you want more. So me making everyone wear a mask in that video is a way of me trying to bring you in and give you like crumbs. So you're following, you keep following, you keep wanting more. So
you say that's a really good point, the mystery that comes along with this video.
Yeah.
I was like, when I started watching, I was like, I was crossing the road as well.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even look, I was like, I just see cars coming, I'm like, whoa, I need to obviously run to the other side.
You know what I'm saying?
The video is amazing.
So obviously, I know it looked like a music video type thing, but it's a thing where
It was a music video.
I literally done one scene in a shop, so getting a drink, just to show that different sides of the jumper, so the front and the back, and just one of my friends was walking in the jumper just to see different angles.
Yeah.
Then obviously, because I'm from London, I'm from, let's say, the hood, innit? I don't like to say the hood, but I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
I said, let me just make a few more scenes in the area I grew up in, innit?
Yeah,
so you can see British culture, you can see like my surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be, this brand is a part of my life, you get? Same way, like, musicians rap about
wherever
they grew up in, whatever they take, this brand is me, innit? A lot of people out here make brands because they just make it just to make money, innit?
Yeah.
This is me, innit?
Yeah.
When you see Only Rap, you see me, and you see the friends around me, and you see, like, you just see London life.
Yeah, for sure.
Same way you see this Top Boy stuff, these series that you see in and out of Netflix and stuff. This brand is that, you get, that's me, you get, sort of thing. So I don't know how to give it to you in more detail.
Nah,
but
I appreciate
every design I have made or will make will have some sort of element, some sort of symbol to my life. You know what I'm saying? So from there, we done another scene in the flat, and we done another scene in like some sort of subway.
Yeah.
And then I just looked at the scenes that we made, yeah, and then the soundtrack just naturally came because
it was amazing.
I listened to a lot of like, let's say drill, R&B,
hip hop,
all of that stuff. But that scene at the night, it was in the nighttime,
yeah,
and the song choice. So I chose a song called T-Way Statements. It just had a lot of like energy, it was bumping. So
you said you're gonna pick Thiago Silva.
Yeah, I was gonna pick Thiago Silva something today, but yeah, you know, it's that type of soundtrack is similar to T-Way Statements, but it's more of a, like a morning vibe
and
light.
And like you said, the song that you picked, yeah, it's more dark. It's more like,
yeah, it's more like dark. It's gritty, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's underground, you know what I'm saying? That's why I needed to use that song at the time. But yeah, if T-Way or Sign Caesar, shout out to him for that track, innit?
Yeah.
T-Way Statements, if you guys didn't know already, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But yeah, from there, like, I just told my guy, man, you just fix it up for me, let me know what it's saying. We did that, like, he did that in 2 days, literally 2 days. We just slapped up on a Friday, and then the reaction was crazy, like, I can't complain. I actually can't complain.
That guy's good at what
you're doing. And it's a thing where, like, everything I do, hopefully, has some sort of differentiation, because the comparison with other brands is an insult to me. So I'm just showing people around, that's an insult. Don't compare me to no one, we're doing it different over here.
And it's only right.
Yeah,
right.
We cater for you for sure.
Okay, so I spoke about everything that was going well.
Yeah, facts.
In terms of actually coming out with these hoodies,
actually
the business,
yeah,
have you had any troubles?
Yeah, a lot of people see the positives and the easy stuff. Like, they only just see what, like, me just distributing jumpers and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a thing where there's a lot that goes behind it. So trademarking, there's registering a business,
company's house,
company's house, that's business stuff, shout out company's house, all of that. But also, like, I had to find a manufacturer, which is one thing that was very difficult, because there's a lot of manufacturers out there, but I needed one that was right for me. So I shouted one manufacturer way before I started. But it's a thing where this manufacturer was so busy, he couldn't even link up with man. And with me, it's more of like, I like face-to-face agreements, innit? So it took me a while to find a manufacturer, and then me and Manny just discussed this, and he kind of put me on a guy called Sprints, so Sprints Designs. And then I met up with him, and we went through a lot of jumpers, I won't cap, but there was a lot of jumpers that I didn't like, and like, the more I had to look for other jumpers, the more time I was wasting.
Yeah.
So finally I got to a jumper where I thought, like, for our first launch, collection would be decent. And I put it on and it just felt right. So I just took that risk and just said, I want this jumper.
Yeah.
And I want the logo like this. And then obviously, when I was doing the designs for the back, that was my main goal, just get a design for the back.
Yeah.
That hasn't been really seen.
I really like that.
You know what I'm saying? So if I explain to you the designs one by one,
yeah,
everyone's interpretation is different.
Yeah.
You get it? So when I did the first design, which you see a can, and it has like a clock on fire.
Yeah, that's the one
I think that's the one you're in, yeah?
Yeah.
Can is another term for gel. So sure. In slang, right? And I put a clock into it, and the clock's on fire. So that's a symbolic meaning for like burning time. You get it?
Yeah.
And the chains that are surrounding the whole concept is like some sort of limitation. Do you get it? Because obviously I don't want to go into the politics and the gist of things, but being black is already a disadvantage, you get it?
Sure.
So
I spoke about racism in another podcast.
You know what I'm saying? This is literally me projecting my inner thoughts onto these garments, you get it? So that's the first one, innit?
Yeah.
And the second one is some sort of tap, 3D tap dimension type of design. And I've let like drips of water like drop out of it. But it's not water, it's actually arrows in blue, innit? And and butterflies and lightning, like, just to create some sort of like seasonal feeling, like, because obviously right now it's raining one day, snowing the other day, do you get it?
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just roll with it. Like, Manny helped me with this a lot, I won't count, but this is me, innit? Do you get it? So from there, we literally said, you know what, in my head everyone uses the term drip, so let's just start with like the tap concept, innit?
Yeah.
So everyone uses drips, so let me just get something that's associated with that and project it in my own format, sort of thing. So once we done that, and like we went through all the designs and different types of taps, and We got that actual design that you see today. And I won't cap out of the two, that drip design was the most in demand. So it sold out in like just under 48 hours. And I won't even cap, like the girls, the females actually loved it. Jungle. So I was happy with how the response came from that. But it's a thing where both designs, as I have explained, I literally just came from my head. I didn't really need to think too much. So as for the designs, it wasn't really, there wasn't really no like barrier to me getting them. I just thought of what was around me, what people said, and I just implemented it into what you see today.
Yeah.
But the hardest part was getting the manufacturer, getting the name, and getting the logo done, because every name out there is pretty much associated with money.
Yeah.
So you see, I'm not gonna name all these designs in there, but when you look, when you actually deeper sit down and look at all these designs, there's a lot of names that are similar and that are associated with money.
Grinding, all that
but when you look at Only Right,
it has a
background meaning to me. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone around me, in some way or some sort, says Only Right in their sentences, or it's a phrase that everyone uses. That like, Only Right we get money, Only Right we get out of here, Only Right we get out of the ends or something.
Yeah,
so it just hits me deep, innit? Like, right is going the, like, it's a win, it's a green light, it's a shortcut. Going left is wrong, it's red, it's a loss. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Going left, like, so if you're going right, it's a way of life. Do you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I got to that stage to even get a name.
I think it's all natural, organic.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's nothing really out there like that. So if you can, if anyone can find that, put that in the comment section below. Cause I don't think you can find something like that. I'm not even trying to be, you know what I'm saying? But it took me a while to get to that stage. So even the slogan itself, We Create For You, like, it's a slogan I got from literally sitting down and thinking about it, because it's a thing, I don't even have to describe it. Like, We Create For You, it's just me telling the audience that our aim, our primary aim, is to just make good, high quality garments.
Yeah.
For We Create For You is like an abbreviation for We Can't Move Left, We Only Know Right, Create Don't Hate, For The People By The Streets, and You Can Change Your Direction. Now, however you want to take it, that's however you want to take it, but all of every single phrase or sentence I gave you from that is makes the We Create For You part, you get it? So the design's on the back, so if you need to see anything, so like, that's my little definition for that slogan, isn't it? Because we don't make things just to, for the sake of making things. Everything's organic, and me creating We Create For You, Only Right, and the design, everything was organic, everything naturally came together. We didn't have to think too tough to get everything together. We didn't have to work hard day and night to make designs. Like, everything was organic. The only thing that was tough for us was just getting a manufacturer, trying to get the name trademarked, and just like registering with a business, because those are the legal requirements
for sure.
To start a business, innit? And without a manufacturer, a lawyer one anyway, you're not going anywhere. Like, where you make your stuff, sort of thing.
From my end, as like a consumer, as like a customer, you just gotta make sure that the people around you, instead of like, hopefully you have people around you that are like, oh, I like this, but this needs to improve.
That's what I need, bro. Like, I'll be honest with you, I haven't got a lot of negative reviews, but a few people have shown, man, what I need to do to move forward.
I messaged you just like,
facts. Yeah, you showed me, and I appreciate that. And a lot of people said similar things to you, and that's what I need. Like, you can't tell me that everything's good and when it's not. You get?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? The way we're gonna move forward is via negative reviews, and I need to learn to move forward. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I said, once again, this hoodie is actually top, man.
Appreciate that one.
When do you think the next one is gonna be?
I don't want to give a date because it's actually really hard making designs. Like, even for this Only Right collection, so the experiment that I made, it could have took so much longer to make. Like, and initially I wanted to drop it like early January, and I actually dropped it on the 21st of February.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually not easy, and like, the power is not in your hands more time. Like, me making the design and stuff, okay, that's me in it, but actually trying to get it onto jumpers and then making things happen, like actually trying to get out to people,
it's such a long
process. Like,
for sure,
do you know what I'm saying? So it's a thing where I might not drop something for the next month or two.
All I'm saying is summertime.
Yeah, facts. Summertime, 100%.
By summertime in Charlotte, there should be a new
like,
one.
Yeah, but you know me, I'm not going to give a date, it's just going to be a sock drop. So if you're if you have the money or whatever, if you're readily available to buy stuff, and I drop it at the time you're available to buy it, then you get it, you're in luck. Like,
just make sure, just plug your Twitter. What's your Twitter right now?
What's my Twitter? My Twitter is JMS Westside.
That's what you need to do.
JMS Westside 7, I think, yeah. Instagram, JMS Westside.
If you search up JMS West, you're
going to
see it.
Only Rare HQ for the brand account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On all platforms, social media.
So if you follow that up, you know when everything's going to go down.
You know what I'm saying? We're only getting started as well, man. So, like, if you missed out on the first drop, it's nothing really, man. I can't lie.
Because they should be supportive, it's all good.
Crazy design coming up, man. And I won't even give you too much in it from now, but from what you're hearing, I don't really do interviews like this. I don't really like talking too much, but hopefully you've got an insight of where this all started.
And I appreciate it. So I don't know how he's agreed to do my foolishness, but
I know you, bro. Like, you're my guy, man. For real, like if I don't know you, like, it's a thing that I'm a bit. I don't really like talking too much, and this is the only first thing that I've actually talked about my brand and let's say a portion of my life on some sort of platform.
And I appreciate you coming down.
I'm a pretty private man.
I appreciate it.
Or even cat, but yeah.
I appreciate you coming down. Okay.
All love, man.
So let's move on to the sports section very briefly.
Yeah.
Okay. Big man, what team do you support?
The Blues, the mighty Blues, man. Chelsea.
Anyway. Them lot are doing whack, man. We're recording this on
Friday. Wait, what team do you support, bro?
Huh?
What team do you support?
Arsenal.
How can you even cap on my team? We're still in the Champions League, regardless of the score. We're still in the FA Cup. Top four.
We're recording this Friday, the 6th of March, so nothing's happened yet. Chelsea somehow just beat Liverpool.
Yeah, literally 2-0, man.
Unbelievable.
Invincibles, what were, man? For real.
We have the only Invincibles. Let's get it.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, man, where do you think Chelsea finished in the Premier League?
I feel like we'll scrape the fourth place.
I'm saying you lot are finishing sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah. We're finishing like eighth.
Yeah.
You lot are finishing like sixth. That's
you don't realize.
Right. I think Wolves are finishing above you guys, if I'm keeping it a buck with you.
I feel like because we just beat Liverpool, we have a little bit of motivation.
Yeah.
Like, guess the form is slightly growing in us.
Yeah.
Via the motivation of being like one of the best teams in the world right now. So. You get, I wouldn't put us right away so soon. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Yeah.
That was the very brief sports section. We know Jamal supports Chelsea. And these lot hopefully say
the best club. We win a trophy every other year. Like, come on, man.
I want you lot to listen right now. Say inshallah they flop. I want to say inshallah. Yeah, let's get it. Okay, let's move on to the quick coronavirus update. Okay, and we're back. Coronavirus, I can't lie. What I said in the last podcast, that just wash your hands. It's too far gone now. Niggas are saying it's a lung disease. Just be careful, man. If it's
you know it is though. Okay, a lot of people, media is a very strong, powerful weapon. You know that, like,
yeah, for sure.
You see this disease, it can be good, virus, it can be bad. Or whatever you wanna call it.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it's not good in any way, but it's not as bad as people like think it is, because for like. It pretty much only affects the elderly and people with, like, weak immune systems. So if you have diabetes or you have, like, sickle cell, you know, all those types of, like, you get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
Like, I don't want to really get into it too much because I don't really know everything about it.
Sure.
But I know that if it affected us, we'd most likely recover in it.
Sure.
Don't let, like, obviously, I'm going to tell you guys now, I'm not a doctor. But don't let social media tell you everything is bad, innit? You get there's a lot of people, there's a lot of xenophobia, there's a lot of crazy things that happen out there as we speak. Like people from Asia just getting beaten up just for being in a certain area, getting avoided. Like,
for sure,
it's crazy. Like, I won't count.
And we as Muslims, if anything happens to you, it's written for you. So there's no point in like fighting it. If it happens to you,
it's written, man.
Inshallah, you get better, but it's written for you, man. It's just your test.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And
so
we'll
like, you should fear nothing in this world.
For sure, man.
Just work for your dreams and just be righteous.
Exactly.
Follow the religion that you believe in, because I'm not gonna change your religion. I'm a Muslim.
Yeah.
He's a Muslim, but we just believe that if you die, it's your time to die.
For sure.
Do you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, this disease is not as lethal as everyone's saying. It's been numerous other diseases that came way before us that yeah. killed millions of people.
Like, you remember Ebola?
Do you know what I'm saying? Ebola's worse than this.
Yeah.
Swine flu, I think, worse than this. I'm not sure, but you get it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, just pray and just, yeah, go yeah, through it with life.
For sure.
These mismatches or disadvantages try to get you down, man.
Of course.
Do you, like, chase your dreams. Like, I didn't think I was going to start a brand 2-3 months ago. Do you know what I'm saying? But look where I am now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Just be careful, that's it. Wash your hands, all that stuff.
You get automatic, man. You gotta do all of that.
Exactly. I don't know why people take a care of hygiene now. People take a hand gel now.
It's crazy. You should go to the store right now. There's no sanitizer. Yeah. Everything's sold out. Like, people are buying everything in bulk.
People buying it now because, like, just in the future, just make sure you're all hygiene, all that stuff. Keep it up. But yeah, that was the coronavirus update. Jamal, I want to say once again a massive thank you for coming onto the podcast, bro. I really appreciate it. You guys got to hear another side of Jamal and all his and his brand, because it's only right, man.
It's only right. You know it is, though. I won't even cap. Like, I've heard this two words so many times. I'm about to go crazy. I cannot have a conversation with a human being in my life from this present day without hearing only right.
How are you feeling at your own brand?
Like, I appreciate all the love and support, man, for real. But you get it, like, it's not just about only right. I'm a human, man. Forget about the brand. Talk about me, man. You know what I'm saying? I got emotions too, and that. Do you know what I'm saying?
But once again, I appreciate him coming on, guys. This will be out, inshallah, for you guys Sunday, 8 p.m. You know what it is. It'll be out on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Oh, yeah, a couple people said to me, why is it not out on SoundCloud? SoundCloud charges me. It's £10 a month that I don't need.
Like, we ain't rich, man. We're just getting started.
I got a job right now. If any of you want to hook me up with a job, get me one.
Yeah,
but yeah, thank you guys for listening. I've been Ahmed. Who you been?
JMS, man. Jamal.
And thank you. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, whatever you're doing. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.